Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Colony, a few hours into retirement, joins us now because he's still technically contractually obligated. Jim, you and Linda ever make love to that song?
Did we ever what?
Make love to that song.
I doubt it.
Did you guys like Meatloaf?
I'm a huge Meatloaf fan. I mean, come on. I mean, he was in the home run derby at the 1994 All-Star game.
Did you cover that?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was there.
He also did quite a soulful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, and he was also in Fight Club, but you know, he never talked about it because it was the first rule about Fight Club.
So does Linda make a mean Meatloaf?
She can, yes, but typically we get our Meatloaf at Wagner's Market because they make a really good one too.
Free pop for them, and you don't care about that anymore because you're retired,
semi-retired.
Well, this is like the most, I don't know.
It's the busiest retirement I've ever heard of.
This is the most complicated retirement since Bruce Arians.
Oh, God.
I don't think I'll be as successful as Bruce in my retirement as he has been, nor as active. But I don't know. Like I said, it's strange. I mean, I'll be filling in for one of you guys before you know it.
Did you cry this morning?
No.
No, because he's still going to be doing a ton of work.
I know. Why should I cry?
It's the most vintage Jim Colony retirement ever. Hey, Jim, what are you going to do in retirement? Probably work a lot.
I will not work that much. And then there's also a kind of like a made for and it's not made for TV. I guess it's made for radio sales event next Friday from 8 to 10 to give me a proper send off.
Mm. Is this the first announcement on that? Is this breaking news?
No, we talked about it this morning.
Oh.
So wait a minute. There's a made for radio sales event to give you a send off.
Well, I'm the only one who's allowed to say it like that, and I probably shouldn't have. But my guess is,
what are they going to do? Fire you?
But that's a good point. They still could, I guess. There's just going to be they'll do some sort of a send off on Friday, and I'm sure it'll be very nice. And Chris, if you'd like, I can cry for you if you really want me to.
No, it's okay.
How was your retirement party
tears
today?
I'm sorry?
How was your retirement party today?
There wasn't one.
Jim, was this a tough decision? Hold on a second, Doran. We've got to pull at this thread. There wasn't a retirement party for you.
There was?
No, I'm saying you're telling us that there was not a retirement party for you, correct?
No, it's next week.
Oh,
this is turning into a who's on first routine, I guess.
Does it ever turn into anything other than that with Jim?
Do you want to just ask Jim what he's having for dinner tonight and get that part out of the way, or do you want to save
that
for the end? Doran, what were you going to ask
Jim? Was this a tough decision for you? Did you love what you did and love waking up at, 3 a.m. every day? Was this very tough decision for you to retire at this point?
Not really. I don't get up. I wasn't getting up at 3:30 anymore. I was getting up at 5:30. That decision was made for me. It's fine. I mean, I've been in this racket quite a long time, and as I've told everybody else, you know, Linda's retired now, and so why not join her, since we're lucky enough to be in a position where we can pull it off. And so that's why. And we're young enough where we can still enjoy it. And, you know, people, what are you going to do? Well, we'll figure something out. Believe me, we'll find plenty to keep us busy.
Are you going to throw more Colony House Ragers now that you're retired?
Ooh, I like those.
No, no Ragers. No. However, it sounds like that the Porch Tour is going to come back, is going to make a comeback in 2022. And that our place might be the scene of one of the Porch Tour events.
Well, wait a minute. Where does that leave us?
Doing our show in the studio, like always, I guess.
Yeah, in the morning that day.
I'm already. I'll retire if I have to do that.
Go for it. Go for it. I highly recommend it here. About 6 hours in.
Well, you won't get your pension.
Yeah, Jim, tell us more about our pension. What's going on with pensions?
How do they work? Because we're
explain
talking
pensions
about them
to us.
And Pony and
like
I
I'm
were
an
just clueless.
Year old.
Yes.
Well, I know I have one pension from back when I worked at for Hearst Broadcasting for 6.5 years. I was vested after 5, so I automatically receive a small pension once a month. I set up a
congratulations on all your
now,
success.
Now, did you have to do anything like to maintain or manage that, or was that just turnkey?
No. That particular one was turnkey. Okay. The one through our labor organization, SAG-AFTRA, that one's a little bit different. But the thing with the Hearst one is that since I don't work there anymore, they're giving it to me whether I wanted it or not. It's not going to be worth any more money if I wait. Like Social Security, the longer you wait to take it, the larger the
amount.
Are
you eligible for that yet?
Yeah, if I wanted to.
Nice.
But you're not going to. You're going to wait, right?
Yeah, but it might run out.
So,
well, we thought about that. But the thing with the decision you make with a pension is you have a choice as to what the amount's going to be. And if I chose to take a higher amount, that it would be more, it would be like, I don't know, $30 more a month. This is on the small pension. But $30 more a month. But I chose to take like $30 less, because that way if something happens to me, Linda gets it.
If the pit,
this is like Locks on Your Retirement, that show.
That airs Saturday, another pop for them. Jim, if if the Pittsburgh Maulers offered you $100,000 to go down to Birmingham for 3 months and call their games as their lead play-by-play man, would you do it?
No.
Wow.
He is loving retirement, and that pension must be
beautiful. What if I told you that Doran is willing to come out of retirement to play for the Pittsburgh Maulers?
I would believe that, especially if they have that same logo. I don't understand, by the way, and I do know that Birmingham, it was once known as the Pittsburgh of the South.
Correct. Still is.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, anyway, is that the home of the BBVA Compass Bowl?
Sure is.
He would know that. What was I going to say? All these teams are named after the USFL teams. They have like the Boston Breakers, or is that the World League? I get them mixed up. At any rate, they've got all these teams named after cities that had USFL teams in them, but they're all going to play their games in Birmingham.
Yes, like only for 1 year. And then next year, the idea is if they're still around, that they'll go to their respective cities.
Ah, yes, we'll play in the real cities we're supposed to be in as long as we're solvent. That's a comforting thought.
But I imagine what they'll do for broadcasters, they'll just use the same dude to do every single game. They might have different color guys.
Now, if they paid you $1 million to do every game in the USFL, would you do it?
$1 million. See, the thing is
but you're just calling games nonstop, Jim.
Sure, why not?
What is the first big vacation in retirement?
We're going to go skiing.
Where? Are you allowed to say?
Vermont. Yeah, Killington, Vermont.
Nice. Isn't that the home of Ben and Jerry's?
No, that's Waterbury, Vermont.
What was their deal? They look like they smoked a ton of pot.
What, you think? Yeah, I'm sure they did. I've never met them.
Let's make ice cream and name it after Jerry Garcia. Yeah, that's a thought that comes to your mind when you're not high.
What do you think, Dorn? You think they smoke pot, those guys?
Who, Ben and Jerry?
Yeah.
Is this even a question you're asking?
I don't know. I thought Jim might actually know them.
I've probably met one or both of them at one time, but it was probably a long time ago when I worked in Boston. But I've never – Killington is in central Vermont, central southern Vermont, and Ben and Jerry's is kind of up north, northern Vermont, up near Burlington. So we
Jim,
didn't
is there,
that way much.
Is there a Vermont-New Hampshire rivalry? Like the two states interlock? So there's beef there.
There used to be. They still have the Maple Sugar Shrine Bowl, like a high school all-star game.
Throw out
but
the
New
records
Hampshire,
there.
Well, no. Actually, Vermont would like to throw the records out because New Hampshire pretty much always wins. New Hampshire has twice as many people. And New Hampshire actually has more of a diverse population than Vermont does by quite a stretch. And New Hampshire, southeast of New Hampshire has actually become an extension of Boston.
Isn't there New Hampshire University? That seems to be a burgeoning empire.
Yeah, I think it's more all over, though.
They advertise everywhere. And a certain hockey captain locally, I know, took an online course from there. And they used to be known as New Hampshire College, based in Manchester.
By the way, did Sid ever give you the Civil War book back that you let him borrow?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hey,
no.
Sid, if you're listening, how about you give Jim his book
Doran,
back?
Doran, you know Sid. Can you go get Jim's book for him?
No.
No.
Oh, well, thanks, Doran.
Doran, can you go get Jim's book for
him,
please?
Jim, at this point in your career, obviously it's over. You're retired.
Obviously it's over.
If New Hampshire, is it New Hampshire University or University of New Hampshire?
UNH.
Well, okay, UNH.
I was going to say, I was the voice of the Southern New Hampshire University penmen. I was do their play-by-play for 2 or 3 years.
The penmen?
If UNH asked you to be a trustee at the university, would you do it?
Sure, why not?
How about adjunct professor?
Oh.
That's kind of far away.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Congratulations on your retirement.
That ship has sailed.
Thanks. When do you want me on the show next?
You available at 2:30 on Monday?
No.
All right. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.